bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. When I travel to a speaking engagement, we usually try to find the cheapest airfares we can. Unfortunately, some of those cheap airfares often have hidden costs. For example, the discount European airline Ryanair is considering a $1.50 charge if you want to use the plane's toilets. JetBlue is now selling pillows and blankets for $7. U.S. Airways has tried charging $2 for a soda. Most major airlines are now adding a fee for your suitcase and another $15 to $30 if you wish to make a reservation over the phone. Spirit Airlines charges passengers $15 for an exit row seat, more legroom, $10 for an aisle or window seat, and $5 for a middle seat. Maybe I'll stand. That's the airlines. Now, if we want to talk about the airports, which are starting to charge folks for dropping off and picking up passengers, well, there are a lot of hidden fees. Thankfully, we Christians haven't been given the spirit of the world. We have received a spirit from God who gives to us freely. Freely. Jesus was born into this world to save sinners. His life, his passion, his crucifixion and resurrection say that he has defeated sin, death, and devil. Now anyone who is given faith is forgiven and saved. Freely. Think about the price for this redemption of sinful souls. Winning our salvation cost Jesus his holy precious blood, his innocent suffering and death. It cost Jesus everything. But it costs us absolutely nothing. We Christians are freely saved by God's grace, which is most freely given. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus' great sacrifice. May we be given a thankful spirit and a joyful heart which appreciates His gift, which passes no hidden costs on to us. In His name, Amen.